going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines today brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin with this. The manager of a Sonic gave weed gummies to an underage coworker. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, do you sometimes lie to us in news?
Never.
Then I believe it. Really?
So this is a grown woman, not a grown-ass woman. She's a grown woman in Oklahoma named Darlene.
God, look at the sexism yet again. I thought it, yep. You said boss, I thought man. I'm just being honest. It's this weird observation I'm having of myself. Like somebody said the other day, something on the show, something with coach or something, and I was like, he, and no, this is she. And I'm like, oh.
I've had more female bosses in my life than male bosses.
Really? I've had more arguments with females than I have men.
I don't think I've ever, well, I've had maybe one female boss, but like, not like a career type job, but like a small part-time, like high school type work.
Paige has also worked for like fashion companies and such, and like that is probably best handled by women.
Well,
am I wrong for saying
that?
No, I don't think you are. Devil Wears Faded Glory would be the movie Paige would be in. Or Route 66. Devil Wears
Paige would be in, because she always plays a hooker, she'd be in The Devil Wears Nada. You replace your mind.
She's the same hooker from the other movies. It's the same character.
It's like zombie hooker. She dies in every movie, but she comes back so you can.
No, the next hooker I played.
She comes back so you can.
In a comedy, I was a dominatrix hooker.
Oh, dominatrix and dumber. That could be the sequel.
Dom and Dumber.
Where I spanked and whooped someone.
Dirty Dom and Dumber.
Yeah, that's it. So this woman in Oklahoma, Darlene Durham, she was arrested after she gave a 16-year-old female coworker a marijuana edible.
That sounds like an Oklahoman name. Darlene Durham.
You know, I was thinking yesterday that I was like, I might get one of those special handshakes. I'll be facetious now.
So what happened?
Hey, man, I know it's a hard time for you. Hit this a couple times. You better. Didn't get none of that.
Edibles can be iffy. I've took one and thought I was unable to swallow and I couldn't breathe.
Oh, hang on now.
For a woman.
Yeah, whoever gave you that one was...
I just spit all night. In fact.
So this was the girl's manager, and she says that she only gave the girl the edible because she asked for it, and the girl didn't just get high. She got sick. She vomited and even was unresponsive. That's where I was feeling really bad from it.
That's where a fat boy.
And someone
I don't
want
to speak for you or acknowledge. I've watched you do drugs before, but I just did, I guess, so it don't matter now. I apologize if you're mad. But he just would turn into like a zombie. Like it wasn't. The look
like
on his face was like Weekend at Bernie's, like
a
when he was dead.
Like kicked in. Like he's like, where am I?
I don't have the constitution for drugs.
Drunk, you is my God.
It is my God.
Epic.
But those days are gone. Like, maybe as soon as I get a mild buzz, I start like, hang on now.
Now, explain.
Gone now.
Drunk fat boy, is that the one that cuts in front of the line at a wedding? Or is that?
He wasn't even drunk then. No, that was just no cooth.
Sober.
That's just regular, like, rude come on, boy. I'm radio's fat boy.
When they say, funny. All right, y'all eat now, he's not going like, to have to twist at his arm or anything. He's like, all right, well.
Okay.
Gone now.
Gone now.
Everybody's staring at me at L7's wedding because I was first in line.
Honest to God, did you not? Is it not true? I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Is it not true that you went back for seconds while people were still going through the line for the first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially, I was first up for the cake at the one that we were both at.
Cut the one.
Yep. As soon as
did you smash it in someone's face? Because that would be rude.
No, I do the little cross arm weird thing you do that when you get married.
Oh, that's so
he
cute.
Caught the garter. He's already married, and he's a man.
He caught the garter.
Oh, man. I was disappointed.
And the bouquet.
The last wedding I went to.
They didn't do it?
They didn't do it. I'm same like, where's me, the garter? Man. She's like, well, that's kind of trashy, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
It is kind of wild. But
I wouldn't mind seeing her legs, though, and pulling them off.
You're sometimes hoping that if they put the husband in a blindfold, like it's going to be the dad or
little
something.
Little foreplay for later on. It's okay.
No, I meant like he's taking the thing off his daddy's leg. You don't realize it.
Oh, good
it's like,
Lord.
When does that hair not kick in to let you know that's daddy? Yes. I recognize my dad's legs, I think.
Yeah, but that's odd that like they're doing that in front of the dad. He's got to stick his head up her wedding dress to get the garter with his teeth. And dad's just sitting there watching it.
You don't have hands?
Oh, well, that's how everybody's done it, right?
No.
What?
I'm pretty sure that's how it's
I
always
never
been
seen
done.
Him do it with the teeth.
Really? They always just like reach the hands up there. And, well, that's
I'm
worse.
Thinking about that appearance we made that time about that movie laying there. Daddy, let's get that movie. No, we can't get that. Why, Daddy? This is not me talking as a kid. This is a young child that came with his dad to one of our appearances. We were giving away stuff, and Daddy, well, let's get that. We can't get that. Why? Because it's a horror movie about a woman who's got teeth in her vagina.
Oh, gosh.
He said that, right?
You know what the movie was that we were giving away?
Smile.
It was Smile.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He got him backwards. Off. He got him mixed up.
It's not the same movie.
No, it wasn't. Okay, well, this lady, Darlene, was arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and I guess the girl's going to be all right.
What is that, Rob? A misdemeanor?
Rob probably on gets... he's always listening, but like here lately, we just ask questions to Rob like through the radio and we'll just get text answers.
Yeah.
It's like Rob's a legal Alexa.
Sometimes I'll mule drugs to Mexico just to kind of keep Rob in shape and, you know, just to keep his skills sharpened.
Yeah.
You know, I come back and forth.
There's a website that compiled the dirtiest cities in America.
Oh, cities, you said?
Yeah, what did you think?
I love some dirty cities.
Dirty cities.
My big, enormous cities.
That's what she said.
All right, so the cleanest is... Milwaukee.
I don't know anybody that's ever been.
I saw something the other day on something that's talking about how that whole area has been rejuvenated, you know, like after the beer industry kind of walked out, kind of like what Detroit did with the automobile industry, like they've rejuvenated it somehow. I don't think Detroit's going to see that rejuvenation.
No.
I do not, because Detroit looking right now like London, if you know what I'm saying.
I've actually known one person
that's
been.
Does anybody know what I'm saying when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yes, yeah, Detroit's.
So this website.
It's like it's a different. No, it's not even that. It's just like it does not look like America. And by that I mean it just does not look like America. Take it as you will.
So
it's like Gatlinburg now.
Analyzed,
I know what you're trying to say.
I'm just kidding. Get out of here. Go on now.
12.3 million sanitation related complaints over the past year from problems with garbage and waste. So the dirtiest would be Baltimore.
Huh.
Am I a simpleton for
yes.
thinking?
By all means.
When I take out a bag of trash, I'm like, where is this going? And when I look at all the, I live in a small community, and that's a lot of trash. Now, times that, times however many people live here in the upstate, that's a lot of trash.
How many bags a week do you do? Like, as a family of three? Essentially three grown adults now.
No more than three. I would say more likely two.
Yeah.
But, you know... Do they burn it? I feel like burning trash might not be a bad idea.
See, well, not for the environment. Well, it's a terrible idea.
But when they show like B reels on the news, they always show some area, and I feel like it's up north or somewhere. But you see like seagulls flying down to eat in the trash. I'm like,
did you see the one with the hot dog at the baseball game?
God, yes, 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 I did.
I've been trying to do it
that
all week.
That was as good as the Randy. Randy Johnson hitting the bird. But I'm like, I don't see Petey out there saying, no, our seagulls are eating trash.
I forgot the game. Some seagull drops down and grabs the hot dog and just takes off with it.
Well, crazy. Baltimore, man, being the dirtiest city on this list in America, 47,000 sanitary related complaints per 100,000 people.
I've been to Baltimore.
Have you?
It is very odd how it's separated, because around the harbor, real nice.
Also interesting, Camden Yards. People will get this, but okay, stinkiest town. What warehouse was across the street from Camden Yards?
And it's still there, and I forgot what dang it is.
B&O.
Was that the sardine place?
Body and odor.
Oh, boy.
That's, oh, yeah.
Okay, I knew no one would get it.
Third place, the reason why we're doing the dirtiest city in America. Third place, yeah. Charlotte, the Queen City.
You know what? Boston, as far as litter goes, should be up there.
I mean...
But the west side of Baltimore...
Boston is sixth place.
I ain't been to all of... I mean, I've been to Boston. Boston's one of those cities where it depends... It's like downtown Greenville. One block, million-dollar homes. Next block over...
That's any city,
I don't know what
now.
They would cost now, but like $100,000 houses. Like, literally, you turn the corner, it's like... Vroom.
Uh-huh.
Used to, it'd be creeks separating that stuff, or... You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure
it's just very odd. It's like, here's the other thing. Those people who have the, I'm guessing, $125,000 house.
Yeah.
When the million-dollar houses are built, what happens to theirs? Property tax go up because they're making the property value go up, which in the grand scheme of things is good. But when you, like me, like a dummy, and build a barn, and you don't realize because you're running water and power to it, that tax man's going to think it's another dwelling, and I'm going to get double charged.
I'm saying.
I got hoodooed.
And
that's messed up.
I just really want to let you know that Greenville, South Carolina, or Chattanooga didn't even make the top 20.
Good.
So we are cleaner.
Where was NOLA in there, though? Just out of curiosity.
It's down on the list.
What? Down? Because I'll tell you, Baltimore is the only Burger King I've been to where it's barred up. Windows are barred. Yep.
Wow.
NOLA and Oakland are neck and neck.
Paige knows about Oakland.
Yeah, you do.
I worked in Oakland.
Yeah.
There are parts of it that's really beautiful. Other parts, you don't want to go to.
New Orleans, they literally wash the pee off of the road every morning.
Yeah, well,
San Francisco.
Leave it there. At least they try.
Everybody tells me San Francisco is not the same. If you go back, it's not like going home because it's changed.
I can just tell you the videos I've seen to where that guy was laying in a kiddie pool of, you know, stuff. And the cops weren't doing anything to stop people from.
Was he homeless?
No, this is during the Pride Parade. So he's dressed up in a gimp mask. He's laying in a kiddie pool full of urine. I'll just go ahead and say it. From other people. And the cops are just letting it happen.
You said a kiddie pity pool.
Pity pool.
I have a Conway twitty pool. Come by the house this week.
Pity pool. Pity pie.
Wear your tight fitting swim trunks.
Whatever you need. I mean.
You have a demented brain on you.
It's too wild out
Fat
there.
Fat boy, does she not?
She really does.
Thank you, Paige.
I do.
Oh, Lord.
She's from California. What's that to?
Yeah, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to put you in the headlock. I'm going to kiss you on the lips hard as I can. All right, thank you. I wasn't talking to you. You're
okay,
sexist.
Okay, fat boy.
Good morning.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Boy, you're about to hear is real.
You are.
These real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by Jethro Roberts or P1s just like him.
Fins up.
Remind you, though, that names are changed, though, as you will soon find out. People don't have real names like this.
I hope not.
Changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
I'm saying this is Facebook fussing. Scene one.
Last guy would have for sure.
Playing the role of teriyaki. It's Mattman.
That could be a real one. That could really could.
Yaki, not Yaki.
It reads as Yaki or Yalki, but I assume because I wrote it to read as like teriyaki that I meant it like teriyaki.
But it's like Yaki way, go Sox.
That's true.
Okay.
Playing the role of the narrators, Paige. Playing the role of either Zebra McMichaels or Zebra McMichaels. We don't know. It's Fat Boy. And playing the role of Double D.D. Lamb is Paige.
Lord.
And action.
Teriyaki posts a selfie of herself showing off a new wild red bob haircut, a cigarette dangling from her mouth, wearing a tank top that says, "His loss, my liver," with a resting bitch face with a side of already drunk with the following caption.
So, I'm trying to get tore up this weekend to celebrate my man going back to Mexico. Salsa dancing emoji, bird finger emoji, and a tongue emoji. I don't even like him no more, so LOL. Who's in?
13 minutes pass.
I'll go if I can. Personally, I'm due to go off drinking. But that depends on two things. First, can Double D.D. Lamb go? I think she got her step this weekend. Tags at Double D.D. Lamb. Where you at?
Tags Double D.D. Lamb. Yeah, girl. We need to know because we're trying to plan this now. Double eyeball emoji.
looks like a rodeo emoji, maybe. I don't know what that is. It's a bucking bronco.
You trying to go to Greenville again or what?
Hell no. I was thinking Nashville. Like, I need something major. Girl, I really need it for my soul.
Oh, girl, I know. I'd love that, but my bank account can't even afford a trip to Asheville. Skull emoji.
L-M-A-O-O-O, same.
Tags double D-D lamb.
Hurry up with your slow ass. And zebra or zebra? You said it depended on two things. What's the other one?
I gotta ask my coworker, Jacques or Jackie. I get it mixed up sometimes.
It's Jacques.
Jacques?
There it is.
I gotta ask Jacques to switch shifts with me.
The reason I know that is I hate Jacques. He one time sold me fake vapes. Pissed me the hell off. Pissed off cussing emoji. But wait, why do y'all need to switch for
them? Well, first off, I said switch shifts. I didn't want anybody to think I said something weird.
Oh, okay.
Because Jacques' off this weekend. Emoji with a half frown.
Stop! Jock's off this way. That's what we're going to have to do all weekend if we don't get us some dudes. Three crying laughers.
L-M-A-O. I don't do that with other girls. Plus, it ain't even called that what women do it anyway, crying laughers. Where's Double D.D. Lamb?
Tags at Double D.D. Lamb. Tags at Double D.D. Lamb.
We tagging you like you a taxidermist, girl.
Damn! I was flipping working. Came outside to smoke and take a whiz, and y'all blowing out my phone like I won the lottery or something. Smoke coming out of the nose emoji.
Grill, do you read everything that I just said, or I gotta go type it again?
Hold on. LOL.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, what's funny, at tags, DDCD Lamb? You better not be high.
Jock's off this weekend?
All right. We on the journey for the dawn, girl. That was 10 minutes ago. It ain't funny no more.
DD, can you go or not?
Yeah. I'm down for a good wienering.
Insane.
He said, what was the one line? I gotta go back.
I bit the blank out of my lip. So I'm holding my pen like it's a cigarette dangling. And
you could have ink in your mouth.
Yeah.
I can't find it, man. Dang it.
Yeah, I'm down for a good wiener.
It might be, it's gonna be hard to top that one. Might have been the smoke out of the nose emoji.
This the smoke out of the nose emoji. No, I love the fact that a lady named Double Diddy is mad because she came outside to smoke and take a whiz.
That's what it
does
was.
Does that not mean what it means back in the old days? Like, does it not mean peeing?
The fact that a woman would say that is beautiful.
I hate Jacques because he sold me fake vapes once.
Hey, what is fake vape?
What is fake vape?
Like pickle juice or?
What was it? Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Fake vape.
Fake vape. All right.
Ruined my mod, bro.
Scene 2. Facebook fussing. We're on YouTube live stream video and at The Rise Guys, and you'll see it on the other ones later. Mm-hmm. Scene 2, playing the role of Iron Ass Cody is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Gene Wilkers is Paige. Playing the role of Peter Puffer is Fat Boy. And playing the role of LeBron Jane is Matt Mann. And also, once again, the narrator is Paige. And action.
Cody is working out hard, so he takes to Facebook to let everybody know that he's in the gym, putting the work in, evidently something he does constantly.
Yeah, boys, guess what? Back at it. Flex emoji, hashtag grind, don't stop.
Well, look at old iron ass Cody over here working out again. Ain't no way this dude ever gonna miss a selfie, is he? LOL.
At this point, your damn phone finna get its own membership, much as you always own that damn thing.
I'm pretty sure the squat rack filed for a restraining order after the fifth selfie today. Hey, sorry y'all look like hell. I'm supposed to hold back because I'm out here putting in work. Not my fault y'all addicted to lunch, crying laugher.
The only thing getting a workout is that damn phone. Plus, y'all always half naked in these damn pics anyway.
Guess what? Don't look at them then. You afraid you're gonna fall in love? Well, guess what, buddy? We exit only around here, if you know what I'm saying. That's how I roll.
Iron ass Cody, treating the gym like a damn OnlyFans set. He gonna shove a kettlebell up his peach emoji before it's all over with. Hang on now.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm doing something with my life while y'all sit on Facebook like it's a career.
Bish? That's Eric Bischoff's nickname.
He really
Bish?
Is.
I got a damn job. Good one, too. So you ain't fitting to be putting me down on here. Besides that, you know, I run the blue jeans department at the damn Goodwill. Been there for 2 years now.
Damn, Iron Ass Sweat. Sweat more posing for a pic than he do doing the workout. LOL.
Back at it, he says. Like the dumbbells are out here missing you. Talk all you want, but this body don't build itself. I'm grinding. Not like the type of grinding Peter Puffer be doing on the weekends, but that's a separate convo.
Grinding. The only thing grinding's your jaw. This dude out here mean mugging himself like a damn cracked out raccoon. Go on now.
Iron Ass, you act like you in here looking like damn Ronnie Coleman when you ain't ripped. You just skinny. You damn one cigarette away from being a hole-in-the-wall bar mail review show. GT the F.O. out of here.
Hell, M.A.O. You clowns wish you looked like me. Keep hating. Motivation only fuels the beast.
The beast forgot to moisturize. Mother lover out here looking like a sun-dried ham. Hello.
Y'all know Iron Ass Cody's Instagram got more mirrors than a haunted house. Laugh till I puke emoji.
The only stretching this dude be doing is when he's on the toilet. Stretching his bee cheeks apart so he can drop a loaf. Go on, man. Go on.
Bro hits the gym so much. Planet Fitness tint the damn windows so he thinks they moved.
This dude takes so much pre-workout, his damn noodle be looking like a shriveled up worm in a damn mud puddle after it be raining all day. Go on now. Go.
Y'all,
get out of here. Are
y'all done or not? Because I only been in here 10 minutes and I ain't trying to hear this junk.
Hey, Iron Ass, the only way you're going to hear junk is when you put your ears down my legs where I go pee-pee, cry, laugh.
I know this dude didn't just get on here talking about ears around his ding-a-ling. Go now, go.
Shut up, LeBron James. You in the gym just as much as me?
Bitch, we ain't talking about me. Besides, I don't play Peter Puffer. Come on after me here, like you. Like he come after you, then he know that I damn rip his boyfriend pacifier right out between his damn legs.
Insane.
Come on now.
LeBron
come
James.
Come on now.
That's a big God. Woman.
Go on now. LeBron James. Yeah, that's her.
That was perfect. That
I was sitting
line.
Here on this one line page had that was really long and very wordy, and I'm like, fingers crossed. And you didn't see it, but like I'm Tiger Woods pulling for you. Like you nailed
it.
That
yeah.
was good.
Thank you.
That was real good. And Fat Boy is Peter Pufair.
Pufair.
Oh man.
It's something else.
What about Iron Ass Cody? What
Iron Ass Cody. It's like I imagine a Native American Cody Rhodes crying one tear when he sees some garbage on the road.
Probably.
It's just one tear.
Also this, PS, what you just heard was real. It's hot as hell in here. Yeah, what you just I was getting in full character. I had a cigarette the first time and I had a hoodie on the line. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper and many others. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
yeah, and the stupid.
There's been another edition of Facebook fussing. Go on, man.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it. Woo. This is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Go! Live! Oh, it sounds like I'm singing. I should stop. Live from the callrob.com studio. In Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people. Including my father, who would have been, I did the math earlier, 51 plus He would have been 76 years young today. And he was a big fan of the Bicentennial, so it's kind of remarkable.
Yep.
The great Phil Allen Harris. Having a, pardon my term, but a hell of a heavenly birthday, I imagine. Mm.
Three quarters of a century birthday.
And his favorite ice cream was Heavenly Hash, so it all goes right back in together. And I've smoked hash, so look, it's all like Kevin Bacon right now.
7 degrees of Matthew.
Let's do the...
warmer than that than me.
This fella here is... This fella here is real polarizing. I think he's pretty good. He's Monday Night Football. He's also doing baseball for ESPN. This Jack's boy, Joe Buck. Joseph
polarization.
Buck.
Am I right in saying that? Like, I don't get that myself. Other than he's just kind of got that nerdy kind of side to him, and he also has that easily. I'm a sensitive person too, but he's got one of those who really like wears his heart on his sleeve a lot. But as far as calling it, I mean, I think he's great.
I've always liked him.
Where's the douchebaggery term come from? Do you know? It came from the stuff with Artie Lang.
Yeah, people think he's got some kind of arrogance to him, which I don't think he does at all.
That probably comes from players who are like, dude, you didn't even play. And you know what? I feel the same way when sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when my boss tries to correct me on stuff, I'm like, you don't do this, you don't. I mean,
he's bossing.
He's just bossing. It's like when a football coach who is amazing as a coach but was never crap as a player. What? You had a mind for the game, just didn't have the body for it.
You could put
I'm hitting the desk a lot today. I've already seen texts. I know. I came from a great sermon yesterday. I'm going to be a judge one day. Who knows?
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck is got to be like 66.
Buckmeister.
65.
Joe Buck is 56 years old. Look at you.
You're way off.
Well, he's been at it.
Michelle's husband.
I mean, he's been at it forever.
I got music for this fella right here because he did a lot of voices on this show.
His wife's name is Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle Biesner Buck. She works for ESPN too.
Hank Azaria.
Yep, it is Hank Azaria.
Wow.
Brock Meyer himself.
It was going to be Castaneda.
He was also Gargamel.
Sounds like an expensive wine. Give me a vintage bottle of your Castaneda, please.
Do you know all the voices he did on The Simpsons?
He did some he doesn't feel comfortable doing anymore. Yeah. But is that true that he doesn't, or he's afraid of the reaction if he continues to do it because it's stolen valor or whatever?
Well, Mike Henry doesn't do Cleveland. Well, nobody does Cleveland anymore. He stopped doing it. Hank was doing a Pooh. He's doing Chief Wiggum and Moe. Of course, we all knew Moe.
But isn't it the irony of that versus like, there are little people actors that could probably use the work, but...
No, that's the Peter Dinklage argument about Snow White.
He commands that, but then Deep Roy commanded the other side of that. And now only are we... Like, Hugh Grant played a midget.
Wonka,
yeah.
Yep.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Just say orange midget.
Slapping the desk, and it's irritating people, and it's annoying me, too. I'm sitting on my hands literally right now. I hope I don't fart.
You're sitting at the head of the table. You ain't the OTC, but... You do have a pepper necklace.
We have double Ula Lafalas.
Easy for you to say.
Did you see Trump get the Ula Fala?
No.
He got presented with it.
Where?
Last week or a couple weeks ago in the Oval Office.
I saw J.D. Vance in India, and I was like, oh,
did you see
must
him,
be visiting your mother-in-law.
Did you see him drop the trophy when the Buckeyes came to the...
Yeah. I also saw where some of their alumni... We're saying we are not sharing this because it doesn't align with our politics. I'm like, he's acknowledging your school. You might get Big Macs, but still. I'd said that without slapping the desk. I'm great.
Starting to learn.
61?
63.
God, I have no clue.
Boy, he is 61 years old today. I thought Hank could be a little bit older. He's been around for a while.
Back, man.
Let's get some music for we'll play this for her. I could have went Godfather, but we'll go Rocky.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, don't. If you say it, Paige, please let me not. Don't say it.
Adrian herself?
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to go for it. I'm going to have to not phone a friend, but ask for the initials.
T.S. Jason Schwartzman's mom. Great actor.
Ty.
She's also the aunt of Nicolas Cage.
I'm wanting to say Taglioni, and I know that's not right. No,
her brother's.
Yes, Taliashire.
Taliashire.
Shire. Yeah. Hey, that's like 0.75.
You were about to hump the air. I'm like, he's about to get it.
I was like grabbing nothing in the air. Like, bring it to me.
Of course, she was Connie Corleone. She was also Adrian from Rocky movies.
You want to hang out and make up before I go fight somebody?
Bet that's what Tim Looper sounds like in the morning. Adrian, I need my coffee. That's his wife's name, for those who don't know, but you should.
Aid.
The great Aid Looper. She sent me a sweet text, too. I'm going to personally respond to every single one.
Good people, those Loopers.
Yep. Very much so. Even Braden's good.
Yep. Even the movie Looper's good.
You know what? For real, it's not a bad movie. 76.
Oh, 73.
I bet she's 80.
She is 79 years old.
Oh, close.
Wow.
You know, this is very ironic because her fictional brother, it's his birthday today, too.
And I remember one time she was on Carson or Letterman One, and she said that it irritated her when people thought she was, here we go with this, wife of Shining.
Jack Nicholson?
No, the wife of Shining. The wife of Jack Nicholson.
You're talking about wow, who was that? That's Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, Shelley Duvall. And I was like, well, she's dead now and died like homeless or something, so you should...
Aww.
Yeah, rough situation.
Yeah, real bad. It's very sad, actually.
It is. It was Connie Corleone's birthday. It is Michael Corleone's birthday.
Oh.
Al Pacino.
Wow.
Hooah.
I'm going to go with quite certain.
Charlie.
And say 84.
85.
Because I thought he became a dad again at 83.
Al Pacino has switched his wardrobe up. He wears a lot of black sweatpants now. He is 85 years old.
Paige?
Yeah.
Hoorah.
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 I believe he's younger than Robert De Niro. Wow. Bob, as his buddies call him. Those were today birthday. Let's do Saturday birthdays.
Like, how do you feel about that, though? Is that a great disservice to that child? Or is that child look like that child's going to be taken care of forever? Like, I don't know how to take that.
They will be. But, you know,
you will not live to see your child graduate high school. Likely. No. Very not. Very not there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Even to be in the teenage years.
Even with Alec Baldwin, I'm like, gosh, it's a disservice. Like, I feel, but nevertheless.
Saturday birthdays.
Let's see. Now, are we going with the movie or the musicians here?
We're going with the movie.
Kevin Nash.
No. Nope. First guess probably would have got it.
Tanning Tatum.
It is Channing Tatum's birthday Tatum. Saturday.
I do it on purpose now, just for fun.
21 Jump Street. You know, a lot of people forgot he was in The Hateful Eight.
And 22 Jump Street.
Yep.
Which was piss poor.
Oh, boy.
Really bad.
I got to go back and watch that one. What's his name? Was Jeff? My name is Jeff.
And he was in that movie I've told you you haven't watched yet, Lucky Logan.
Yeah, I got to watch. I didn't hear about it when it came out.
Me neither. I thought it was a dud. And then I was like, oh, well, screw it. I'm 1 hour and 45 minutes into looking for something on Netflix. Let's go with this. It says it's filmed in Charlotte Motor Speedway. And by God, surprisingly good. I feel like Paige will know this, so I'm going to go what she says, but plus 1 year.
Okay.
45.
46 then.
She nailed it. He's 45 years old today. I did watch The Blink twice. I didn't like it that much.
Okay, I have a question from a listener right now. Actually, you all got it on your phones. Who's got the squeaky chair? Okay, there you go. It's Fat Boy. There you go, Mark. I got a direct line to the studio. I'm going to text you. You're laughing right now, I hope. I'm not being a dick.
We could all use a shot at WD-40, to be honest.
It's definitely Fat Boy's big time. But he does, Mark, lay out in here like he's tanning.
But this chair is...
Jamie does.
This chair is down, like, as far as it can go down.
Well, we know.
We know.
Coming back up.
Snort laugh. There you go. Let me respond back in case he's not listening. Fat Boy.
Do you know this tune?
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Hail to the Chief.
Dun, 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 dun. Current, no, it's not current. We'd have the day off. It was Trump's birthday.
You're close.
Oh, my God. Don't read your phone.
All right.
Do not read your phone.
Luckily, I'm
busy. Do not read your phone. Do not.
Oh, my God.
Don't go get it.
Don't.
I'm being serious.
Don't.
It'll take away
hurt
all
your feelings.
No, don't say that.
We got to speed through them.
Yeah,
here.
We are. We are. I'm feeling
Melania Trump.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I didn't, but thank you. 61?
Oh, wow.
Now you're being a dick.
Oh. Yeah, Matt, you said dick twice now. Stop.
Good sin. Melania Trump is 55 years old on Saturday.
You tell me, I don't care what your politics are, most but right there beside Jackie Kennedy. Most beautiful.
I mean, I love her heels. Well, she wears was nice naked, shoes. So.
Who was? Yeah, oh, Melania. Yeah.
This gentleman was just in town. Let me cue his music up real quick.
Don't move.
I got to, man. Like I mean, they're going to be like freaking. Other one rattles too, though.
I feel like it's a haunted mansion at Disney right
now. They all rattle.
Yeah, they just don't last.
Don't make a move.
He was. Well, I'm in position now.
I know. You got to tell me who we're guessing.
Oh, Gus Fring himself. Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, I don't know.
He was just in town for SC Comic Con.
Yeah.
Rob Young, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he did. And huge Rob crowds. Young, and again,
yeah,
just because if I haven't named any, as you said that, Rob Young, the guy who just should be on vacation for like a month because he put on Comic Con and was all over the place, sent me the – stop.
One of the, I got an effing move.
You're just doing this because it's Friday.
It's payday.
You're like, if I get fined, I'll just write payday? Off a check. Rob Young sent me one of the sweetest, and they all have been sweet, but a very, very kind email. So love you too, Rob Young. Appreciate it. Even if you didn't say you love me, I love you too.
Robbie.
Oh my God.
It's Rob Young's birthday. How old is he?
What's going on here?
Oh my God. Can I read this to you? Like, I know we're going to miss a birthday. Hello, this is an important message from VRI Care Center. You're listed as an emergency contact for one of our clients. The client's device is reporting a low battery and requires charging. That's my mom's life alert.
Why would it be going off?
Because they're like, you need to charge the battery.
Oh.
Like, you know what it is?
I'm sorry.
Is it
like, no. Dude, there's like, it's that, and it's good. Whoever's birthday, real quick, let's give them nods. We won't guess, but tell them.
Giancarlo Esposito, 67. Carol Burnett, 92. Saturday.
Wow, Carol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it in a drawer somewhere, you think?
I know where it is.
Happy Heavenly to Meadowlark Lemon, 93, and Ella Fitzgerald.
I met Meadowlark Lemon. Yeah, that's wild, man. No, to bring that all back together, like, don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, 6 Mile. Don't cry for me, Easley. Don't cry for me, Greenville. Cry with happy tears that it's my daddy's birthday and he gets to be with his baby doll again for the first time in 18. Hold on. 17 years, dude. Aww. So I have a guilty peace, as hard as that is to explain. I do. And I'll big say this too. Again, too. Mark Hendricks quit being the fat boy on
Bully?
Is HR open today?
Big Bully?
I say this to each and every single person. Even if you didn't reach out, I felt the positive vibes and all that stuff.
Too late to reach out now, though.
I don't say that. Like, that helped. And the lesson to learn with that is when you see, you know, people putting out a grieving thing or whatever, even if you don't really care, it's going to take you 2 seconds to type in some really nice things. And it goes so far when I started responding to the messages, and a lot of them would make me smile. A lot of them made me sad in a sad, happy way. So I got through with about like half of them.
Don't re-respond back because it never ends.
Oh yeah, dislike it maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't care. But thank you. I told Mark Hendricks yesterday, I was like, you know,
skinny ass.
You bald headed son of a gun. You alien looking guy. I love you. I did. I told him, I said, it's been such a blessing to have this outlet this week, especially. Last week, we were on vacation. And, you know, had that been this week, I mean, call me fit to be tied. That would have been. And
late for dinner.
Social media, once in a blue moon, you have those positive, you know, it's not always negative, but I'm very blessed to have. Again, that's another thing, too. Count your many blessings. Don't just dwell on the bad. Look at all the good. And then that will kind of outweigh the bad stuff. And that's I did that without slamming my hand on the desk, too.
Well,
I wonder if it's irritating to Mark.
Yeah, I miss it.
That is sweet man. Sweet man. I'm going to come by your office here in a second. But let's make it brief. It's Friday. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. We'll be back live Monday. Wash your hands. God bless America. Hello, Mama. Happy birthday, Daddy. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, baby.